your truth.
And what do you mean by that?
Harmonizing your thoughts, feelings, and actions.
I like that. So your greatest power is in your discovery and understanding of self.
That's right.
Finding Happy Podcast will help you understand how your thoughts affect your life.
Thoughts become feelings, and our feelings create a halo around us. Finding Happy Podcast will help you cultivate favorable outcomes and avoid harboring negative energies.
Wow, I like that. Thoughts become feelings, which then become habits that we practice. Finding Happy Podcast will help or give the listener an insight into how what they do is a reflection of their subconscious minds, and it will help you understand how to program your mind to attract what you want consciously.
You deserve to thrive in this life. Find your happy.
Finding Happy Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Finding Happy. Just want to share something with you. And it's, of course, from my book, Latte for Life. I hope you can see it. Latte for Life. And the section I'm going to read for you is pump it up. Contentment. What is that word, contentment? I was introduced to this word in 2016, and it changed my life. And I hope it will do the same for you. For some reason, I'm not hearing myself. There we go. Yes. Through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. That's Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Seeing our Father in everything makes life one long thanksgiving and gives rest to the heart. That's a quote by Hannah Smith. And a little story for you. Be honest. You were feeling pretty content in your job and your overall life until you ran into her. She drove up in her new Cadillac Escalade, pulled in next to you, and shared how she'd just been hired to a new position that pays three times what you currently make. And to top it off, she just lost 14 pounds on the South Beach diet. Suddenly, all of your contentment vanished. Instead, that contentment was replaced with resentment, envy, and a little bit of anger. If you've ever experienced a situation similar to this one, you know how miserable it can make you. It can totally rob you of your joy. There's only one way to fight off the resentment and envy that follow an encounter like one described above or before. You have to pump up the praise. That's right. Praise the Lord like you've never praised him before. Don't dwell on what you don't have. Let me say that again. Don't dwell on what you don't have. Meditate on what good things you have in your life. Sorry, meditate on what you do have. Praise God for the good things in your life and praise him for the blessings in your friend's life too. Praise will bring peace and contentment to your heart. And it's a lot more than that fun than the South Beach diet, right? And that's talking about contentment. And that story is so true that sometimes we stay so focused on the grass is greener that we completely lose focus on what we have and maximizing and leveraging what we have. Now, you can't leverage or expand or advance something you don't even know you have. Marsha, what are your thoughts on that?
I totally agree with you. You have to have something in order to give something. And in order to get something, you have to let it go.
Yes. How are you feeling today? And welcome, welcome, welcome to Finding Happy. Sorry about the glitch earlier. How is Marsha J?
I am feeling fabulous this morning, just as fabulous looking. And I am very grateful. I'm in a mood of gratitude just to be here and Finding Happy again. You know, and to just share this space.
Happy to have you back.
And to just be a blessing to them today.
Yes, it certainly will. You are doing a lot of things. I see where you're making moves. And ever since I've known you, you've been making moves. In 2019, if I'm correct, you launched your first album because we discussed it on the show, right? Favor. People get it. It's everywhere on all your digital platforms. It's called Favor, F-A-V-O-R by Marsha J. And I know that you went on a whole journey of developing your brand after having much success from Favor. Tell us about your journey and where you are today.
Okay, so my journey pretty much started on the ground floor. Let's put it there. Yeah. You know, someone who was also trying to find my happy and what it is that I was really unsure how to do. Yes, I knew that I was called to minister in music. I knew that there was like so much more, you know. So after developing that project along with Style Records, credit to them and my whole team, Coach Raquel and everyone, you know, I kind of felt like there was something more that the Lord wanted me to do. I had an idea about what it was, and it took a couple of fails. Let's put that out there. Nothing just happens. You know, you have to go through an entire process to kind of get clarity and to clear the fog, you know, and then investing in different types of businesses and saying, nah, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. You know, and until one day I was sat down with a very business-minded person.
Yes.
And she just called me and she said, I think that's it. I got it. So get what, you know? And I went online and I said, I think this is it. I think this is what all the pieces that you're trying to put together. I think this is it. So I was like, what? You've always been talking about business tree, which is true. You know, and business tree is simply a merging of ministry and business. And then why would you think like that, Marsha? You know, in the typical Christian world, you know, we know business is a part of it because you can't, it takes cash to care. And that's just a fact. Whether you're profit or non-profit, it takes cash to care. But my concern really was for those persons who were in the faith. And they knew they were called to full-time ministry, but they didn't know just how to build a brand around that. Because guess what? I was there. I was that girl. That girl that knew that she shouldn't be sitting in an office, pushing paper, knew that she was bored, and she wasn't quite sure that I'm that girl that was saying, okay, was trying to keep up appearances. Okay, working in corporate, you have the heels and you have the jacket and you have the logo on the vest, but was still extremely very unhappy, you know, and know that God was calling me to something greater or calling me to something else. I would say greater because to be called by the Most High, it has to be a greater call, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved people. I always loved being around people and serving people. So when that revelation came to light, you need to do business tree access, business tree. So it's not, it's actually birthed from me finding where it is that I need to be positioned as a brand, as a person, as a servant of God, and also helping persons to find their way. Because I've had so many persons call me, Marsha, how do you do this? How do you position yourself? How? There's a lot of how questions. Yes. And so Business Tree Masterclass is really designed to give persons access, hence accessbusinesstree.com, access to information. Information is everywhere, but it's really tight. So access to information through some of the most professional and some of the most advanced experts in building businesses, and not just businesses, but successful businesses, serial entrepreneurs, and people who have built from nothing, from the ground up. And these are the persons that we want to learn from, as well as my own stories, you know, will be in there.
Wow, amazing. It's very refreshing. You touched on a topic that is a topic that I myself have thought about it many times, and I've even sometimes wondered, how is there an initiative in the faith-based community to empower faith-based members? So it sounds like you've come up with a solution, and it sounds to me as though it's your own experience that led you to this conclusion. I know that you've always been someone, because we've had you on the show two or three times. So we know that you're someone who you love ministry, right? And I suspect as you relate to having worked in corporate, I guess that was your way of trying to say, okay, let me earn. Right? Because sometimes your place of earning is not your place of purpose, right? Yeah. And you have to find that. And I guess what a lot of persons seek to do is have purpose over here on the left hand and then place the earning over on the right side. Yeah. It sounds to me that business tree is set up as a tool to help bring those together. So your place of purpose can be the place where you earn as well. So you're able to not just worship and praise and minister, but you do it in such a way that you're empowering yourself and others. That's what it sounds like to me. What kind of mindset does it take to get to that place? And how do you manage the inner critic and the external critic? How do you manage the critics as you plow forward into this kind of major task?
Okay, first let's talk about the mindset, because the mind is where everything is conceived. You understand? And whatever the mind conceives, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So your mindset has to be first one. For me, as a faith-based person, it has to be one that says, that is, my mind is saying, God, I surrender to your plans for my life. Now, there are lots of things that I think are hidden in scripture. And unless you, in your mind, you say to yourself, okay, I know the answers are there. Where do I go to look for them? Right? So having that mentality of, I know something is there and I will not stop. I will not stop until I figure out what it is. For example, there was a scripture I hold very dear to my heart as a boss, and it's Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 2 that says that kingdom people should have 7 to 8 sources of income. We shouldn't plant
absolutely
all our seeds in one place. You know, when I read it revolutionized my mind and it revolutionized my thoughts, because based on the culture that I grew up in, having one steady job that gives you an income is it. So, you know, if you're a nurse, you're a nurse. If you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, teacher, that's it. But now, looking at scripture, it's opening up our minds, and it led me to think about even our education system where I am, where we breed students that will work for other people and not necessarily students that will work for themselves. But that's a whole other conversation. So after overcoming the thought that I can, not overcoming the thought that I can, but disabling that thought and enabling the mind to say, yes, I can, right? Then there is the critic, because now you are going to do something that is completely new, maybe the first in your generation, the first in your area, your geographic location. The critic in you may say, this has never been done. What do you think that you're doing? Can you actually pull this off, you know? And so you have to quickly silence those thoughts. We can't control what comes into our minds, but we can control how long they stay there. And we know that anything that is negative towards our destiny is definitely not God. So again, to self-talk is very important. And to also be surrounded by people, right? By people who believe in you. And I'm so blessed to have that, you know? And my coach would say, breakdowns lead to breakthroughs.
Yes, they do.
And fall apart like, God, this vision is too big. I can't do this. Am I enough? You know, do I need to go back to school? What is it that I need to do in order to become this vision that you have shown me? You know, and it's always great when the vision scares you. It means that you are not going to be relying on yourself, but you are going to be relying on the Lord to show you where to go and where to put your foot. And that's what faith is about, or blind faith, I should say. You don't see it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things, not seen.
Right.
Your heart is a seed that's planted. Go that way. Mm-hmm. And so you are going to, okay, I don't know where I'm going. Like Abraham, you know, he was just told to leave his father's house. Just get up and move. And so that was the first critique that I had to overcome. That's one that, you know, and there are so many other factors that influence the critic inside of
us.
The environmental factors.
Yes.
And just for the sake of those who may be watching, I've had a lot of, you're a plus size girl and you're attempting to do this, or as a recording artist, you know, your presence and things like that, or just persons talking about your skin tone and things like that.
Sometimes your audio goes down. I don't know if it's me hearing it or if it's your audio. So sometimes it sounds a little like it drops or something. I'm not sure.
Let me see if I can pull a little closer.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes, it is. It is. Yes.
Right. So one of the other ways to overcome the critic is to do continuous self-development. Investing in yourself. So courses like Mindfulness in Ministry not just talks about, and you can visit
mycoachministry.com. That's my course, yes.
On Udemy, one of the things that I learned very quickly is how God sees business, how God sees us, and also an understanding of how we see ourselves and how that is important to our success. You know?
Right.
So the critic in you will have a lot to say to separate business from ministry. And when you do that course, you will see exactly how it's tied together. For instance, there's also another scripture in the Word of God that talks about a man's gift will make room for him. My question has always been, when you have a raw talent and it makes room for you, what do you do then? And we have a tendency, when we do get in the room, we miss signals. People might be saying something and they're always saying it, but we never really paid it much mind. And that is called mindfulness. When we come into an awareness of things that are naturally coming towards us. And so it has helped me to slow all the way down, because I didn't even realize, because even kids have been asking me, adults have been asking me questions about the industry and things that I do and how I do
that.
You know, but I said to myself, the reason why they're asking is because they have a problem and they need a solution. So let's help them. By pulling together persons in the industry, creating a program that will help them to reach the point that they need to get to. So they are their own journey, and we just provide the tools for them to get there.
That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic, because you know, in mindfulness and ministry, we call it the Deborah effect, right? When God gives you, when He assigns you a task, He assigns a reward, and sometimes what we do is pass on the task, not realizing that in passing the task on, we're also passing on the reward. Right? Like Barak and Deborah. What you're doing absolutely is different. It's different, and it is a momentous task, because it means that you're going to be dealing with people who see things one way, and you're going to be converting thoughts and ideas into something that they are not yet aware of, or, and in some cases, not open to, right? How have you positioned yourself to be able to connect with them in language and action that they can understand and see the value in what you're bringing?
Well, I've always said the thought, the proof is in the pudding. you know, and even in the Bible it says, oh, taste and see. So I have made sure that I have gone through an entire process myself. That's the first thing. So I am the living proof that it works, right? And also to make sure that I am surrounded by a network of persons that are very bold, they are very strong, they are also successful, and they're not afraid of any challenge. So because they're comfortable in their zone and I'm comfortable in my zone, I mean, I'm just saying.
A potpourri of talent. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I as an entrepreneur myself, I know that some of the challenges that I've gone through is people tend to associate success with money, with material things, and money is not success at all. In fact, you can have all the money in the world and not be successful, you know? But we're in a microwave society, a society that says you should win like right now. You should start now and win now. It should be instant. It should just happen in 5 minutes. What are you doing so long? Why has it taken me 2 years, 3 years? Like, what are you doing? Where's the money at? You know, let me not say nobody, but sometimes we seldom stop to think, 2 years you've been at this, you must have been turning over something. Right. Yeah. And so when they say sometimes you have not been successful, it's really that excess that they're saying you haven't had. Because clearly, if you weren't making anything, if you were not generating anything, then this would not have been continuing. And also, sometimes we do not credit the values of things like time, people's time. And every business needs a runway. Businesses need time to be tested, to be tried. Yeah. And as an entrepreneur, you are pretty much giving yourself up for the trial. You become the, I don't remember what they call it, the guinea pig, right? Yeah. You become the guinea pig for your idea, which I believe is what God really has done. He selects us as guinea pigs for his bigger ideas, right? For his own purposes and causes and his inventions that he wants to do and his interventions that he wants to launch. And he identifies us as guinea pig. And I think sometimes through lack of faith and lack of understanding of God as a businessman, when we see someone out there doing something, we're concluding that it's about them when it's not. We're concluding that they can give themselves success when they cannot. We can't give ourselves success. Only God can. So there is no failure in approaching it, because his assignment is our job, and our job is to pursue his assignment. And even if that means there will be no financial rewards, it is still successful because he says so. Because it would have achieved his goal, his purpose, and that. So I know that going through this life as an entrepreneur, like we're talking last week, I spoke with Michael Tennant. He is a creative strategist and he created the game Actually Curious, which is just an amazing, empowering game. And he was talking about how sometimes, like he was talking about his own parents, and when he realized the fear they had for him, the fear, like, oh my gosh, like, are you going to be okay? Like going on this journey. And he said, you know, for his game to have been successful, Beyonce mentioned his game and stuff like that, recognized it, clearly must have used it. Yeah. And he had to go on a whole journey of research. And he said he had to drive around the country, like naturally would go into something. Exactly. It takes research. Yeah, it takes time, it takes investment, it takes finding the right people to connect with. Because on your journey, you're going to connect with people who sometimes you have to let go, and then you have to meet new people, and then you have to find that sweet spot. And then you have to go through sometimes doing sidebar projects to get to the actual project, right? Know that you have, and I would know because, again, like I said, I've interviewed you multiple times. We've done programs together. So I see the light. I don't know if anyone has told you, but I see a light in you. It's like you've had a whole face lift, I'm telling you. Like, you're just beaming. It's like when they say someone is pregnant and they're glowing. That's how you look, like you're glowing. Please tell us some more about Business Retreat. Before you begin, I want to share something with our audience on it, and then you can just tell us about it. This looks like a passion project to me. So Business Retreat is a one-of-a-kind experience that brings together the most talented and driven faith-based professionals in the industry. Explore the site to learn more about members, clients, and partners, our schedule, useful tips, and more. Business Retreat is about establishing, building, and growing a brand that promotes kingdom building and servant leadership. Marcia J. It's an empowerment tool to help faith-based owners build a business around their ministry. Exactly. Around their ministry. Was there a dream? Was there a vision? How did you come up with this? And how did you, I know you have a team working with you, but for you to be convicted of it, clearly you were the one that offset it. So take us through that vision, the dream, the aha moment.
Well, you know, like I had mentioned before, just to continue on in that, I knew that there was a greater purpose. That's the first thing. I knew that my purpose was greater than me, and I was supposed to be helping somebody else, which it's kind of weird because you're saying, God, I need help. Like, how am I going to help somebody when I need help? But one of the greatest things we can do is actually serve people and help them to get to where we're going. And that is why works of the flesh, like jealousy and envy and things like that, it just doesn't work in doing what it is that God would have you to do, you know. And I found myself in a cycle of constantly just giving of myself time. And one of the things I said, that if you really love what you do, you don't have to work a day in your life, really. Mm-hmm. And I really questioned that comment so many times. But then now I understand that it actually doesn't feel like work. It feels like you're just doing what you do every day that God has given you to do. I believe that everybody, God created everyone with a specialization, right?
Yes.
So yes, it's your specialization that is going to define you. And it's going to help you to become what it is that you're really there to become. It's just sad that there are some things that people look down on instead of appreciating everyone, what they bring to the earth, what they bring to the table, not understanding that the circle of life having different components.
Yes.
Right? Sin entered and things had to die and grow again, and the whole cycle
of life
and death. You know, understand that man has been given, the Bible says, a few days, and what those days are full of. And so, Lord, help us to number our days so that we may apply wisdom. And in application of that wisdom, it helps us to be more conscious of time management, not just of the 24-hour clock, you know. Remember, if beyond a certain age, it's by the grace of God and reason of strength, but you are given a certain amount of days. And Miles Monroe also said in one of his profound speeches, God rest his soul, that we should go to our graves empty. And if you're not doing something, you feel like you can actually go to your grave empty, you have given everything that you can give. Because remember, you know, it's a return on investment to God is a very real concept. Let's look at this one. Right? One was given one talent, one was given two. You know, you find that some persons hid their talent, and the master, when he came back to look what they did, says, you know, throw them out. He's the one that planted and then got more on what it is that they had were given to begin with, you know, and to whom much is given, much is required. We know that, right? Yes. So it's very, very critical that we look on what it is that God has given us. But I must say this, without having someone there to help you identify what that is, sometimes you'll walk right past it.
Get lost. Yes, yes, yes. And that is true, because the thing is, right, purpose is that natural thing. And it's so funny because it's that natural thing that you do that you want to do that is so easy for you to do, it is so easy that we give it away.
Yeah.
Because we have a longing. The thing is, I always say God's purpose is always being done, whether you want to do it or not. The thing is, will you reap the reward for it?
Yes.
You have to identify it, accept it, and enroll in it and carry it out for you to get the reward. But whether there are people out there busy, like there are people who are good at here just doing here for free, just because they have the yearning to do it. They have to, like, you have to get up and do it. I just have to do it. But I'm going over there for my job that I do in an office that I don't like.
Exactly.
Yes. And that's what I love about your tool. Please tell us, how can people sign up and who should sign up for this? Who is it for? Who should sign up? How do they sign up? Give us all the information, where they start, what they do. I want to sign up. It sounds amazing. Tell us.
All right. So persons who should do this masterclass is pretty much.
Yes. And I'm sharing the website while we're at it. Sorry.
Yes,
go ahead.
Thank you so much. Right, so persons who should sign up for this are, well, my focus is really faith-based persons, because I realize within that community, we have a lot of gifted people, and they're just not sure how to navigate and how to do what they do. They may do it, but it needs something else to kind of cement it. So you have the new beginners and those who are in it, but they want to evolve, right? Mm-hmm. And so persons of faith who have businesses and have brands, or maybe just an idea and you don't know how to flesh it out, we're here for that, right? How do you enroll in the program? So the website is www.accessbusinesstree, and that's business tree with an I at the end, .com. And once you go to that site, you can go over to get involved. And once you go over to get involved, you'll be able to sign up. There's an application you can sign up and see what it is. And if you should hover over get involved, it will show you the packages and the prices and things like that, so that you have their transparency and you see what you're paying for. And understand that the value of the masterclass is really... how should I say? They're getting more than what they're paying for. Literally.
Yes. Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
So pretty much that's how they sign on. And of course, you can go to the website and you can browse.
And
you know,
explore.
We have
time
on their services, about Spotlight. You know, we have blogs that are going to be there. You know, and so it's very, very important to... you know, just go on there and browse and see.
Yeah. And I'm seeing where you already have some clients here that you're working with.
Yes, we have some clients.
Because this is a new project, isn't it? Sorry.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
We have gshiministries.org, sorry, Gospel Foundation International Healing Ministries, located in Bronx, New York, USA. And I'm going to say something special about these two clients.
Wow.
And we have Women and Men of Excellence, that's in Mount Vernon in New York as well.
Yes.
So one of the things that the program does as well is to create a bridge between where we are locally to the international market. The truth is, once you hit the ceiling, where else is there to go but up? You understand?
I know, right?
So you're looking forward to shattering the ceiling and reaching across, and also making connections and network, because don't think that what it is that you have been given to is just for your locale. You never know how your services will be needed elsewhere.
Yes. And it's amazing work, Marsha, because what I'm hearing you say is you're going to be connecting persons within your own community with an international client database that they can tap into.
Yeah.
Right. And so if I understand correctly, is it that you're going to enroll once they come up? First, they complete step one to visit the website, right? Yeah. Accessbusinesstree.com. That's access, A-C-C-E-S-S, businesstree, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S-T-R-I. Where did you get that name from? What's the special? Why is it I? What is it about that makes it special?
All right, so you remember that person I was telling you about that helped me to come into my Eureka moment, that aha moment?
Yeah.
I didn't finish that story. when she looked at the word, what she was actually seeing at the end was not T-R-Y, but T-R-I. That has to do with the triune God. That has to do with the Trinity, which, you know, we serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right?
Amazing.
So understand that attaching that to business, you can't go wrong. Anything with God in the mix and the Trinity in the mix, you know, it has to flourish, it has to come forth. So it's just also our way of acknowledging God, because it's not of ourselves. I can't say credit for anything.
It's a business of the Trinity.
Yes, it's the business of the Trinity. You know, so
once
you have registered, it means that you are in alignment. You have now come into alignment. And there is a word called kairos. Kairos is a Hebrew word that means God's perfect timing. So understand that once you are in alignment with what it is that we are doing, you are already beginning to be in God's perfect timing. So it's just a matter of time. You know, we tell people to take your time, think about it, because we want serious persons. Persons who are not doing this like a hobby or a side gig.
Right.
Somebody who really wants to get to that place of comfort and knowing that this is what God has called me to do and I'm going forth in that 100%.
Oh, that's wonderful. So step one, accessbusinesstree.com. Step two, click on membership and complete the form. Yes, click on membership, complete the form. That's step two. Then step three, you go to get involved and they're going to be able to see the subscriptions and then they choose the package best suits them. And then the step four would be where you connect with them thereafter and you take it from there. And if I understand, you also have the Business Tree Masterclass. So for persons, before they click, so they come to the website, do they come to the Masterclass before signing up or do they go ahead and sign up before, because you said they will be selected, assessed. So I'm assuming that is what the process of the Business Masterclass. So you ask step one, go to the website. Step two, attend one of the Business Masterclass. Correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes, and then step three thereafter, then they go, they complete the membership form. Step four, they sign up, and then step five, they're enrolled. Okay, great. So let's put that out there. For those of us who are listening, this is how you participate in Business Tree. Number one, you go to the website, Access Business Tree, remember with an I at the end, accessbusinesstree.com. That is step one. Step two, you need to enroll in the Business Tree Masterclass, and you'll be able to go there and click the button, click the poster, the button there, and it will take you to registration, correct?
Yes.
After you register, then you attend that meeting after, and you'll get all the information and they'll go through the process to see if you are the right fit for this kind of program. And once you've been approved, then you go ahead and you complete the membership form. So you just click on membership, go to the form. After submitting your membership form, then you go to subscribe, pretty much, to sign up and complete, you make your payment and you go through. For persons who may say, I don't have the money, or I can't afford it, or why do I have to pay for it? Yeah. What do you say? Well, I have my own answer to that, but I'll let you go first.
Can you afford not to invest in yourself?
There
Understand
you go.
That, like I said, it takes money to make money. And you have to understand, too, that persons are giving of themselves and their time. You know, and we value things when we pay for it. And that's the truth.
That is absolutely true.
Versus you bought that pencil, it's two different things, you know. And you want to know that you're investing in yourself, which means that even in your psyche, there is an awareness that listen, I paid my money for this thing. So it means that I need not be wasting what it is that I'm about to receive. The value of the program really is a lot for the amount.
It is.
Really is. And to know that someone is taking their time and their energy to pour into you, even if it's something that is paid, is critical. Mm-hmm. Being in the industry for a while, I realize that people don't talk to you unless you're paying them. Let's be real.
Absolutely. Well, I don't talk to a soul unless there's some kind of commitment, because this is it, right? This is the thing. Why should I invest in you if you can't afford to invest in yourself? Why should I? Why should I? When you went to school, you had to teach, you had to pay the teachers, the instructors. You had to pay them for them to show up at the class. So what gives you the impression that you could just ring your phone to call me just for stuff and I'm just supposed to do it? This is what I say. If you don't pay, you have no claim. If you don't pay, you have no claim. And what paying does for you, it gives you a claim. It gives you, it puts accountability on somebody else. It puts an obligation to support you on somebody else. How can you afford not to? You need help. You need persons, because I see a lot of persons out there doing many things. Yes. And it may be making some money too. Is it growing? Are you flourishing? Are you thriving in that? Are you able to build somebody else? And what I like about a program like this, it looks like something where I can enroll someone in. After going through it myself, I can say, hey, this is how I got help. I can decide to partner with you after I've gone through the process. You know, I like that kind of thing. And the thing is, with investment follows investment. Right. And what they're doing is not paying you for a service. What they're doing is investing in a partnership where they're able to include your services and to benefit from your services and to include your services in their offering too, and to be able to expand what it is they already have. That's the power of network. Network allows you to, so when you sit and think, this is a big task. No, it's not. It's not a big task. It's a task for many. I always ask my clients this. How do you eat an elephant in a day? You need people. You need hungry people. See, people are going to eat.
Yeah. You said something very significant earlier about, I missed my thought. But I think you are saying, for persons to invest, you will need to really look at what it is that they're offering and the fact that they have something that you need. You understand? Mm-hmm. Even for us, nothing is free, really. Because even when I look at
something, nothing is free. It's a participatory sport. And I'll tell you this, right? When someone else pays, you are bought. We have the, you see, it's the mindlessness of it all. We go to a place of work and, why are they doing this? Why are they telling me to do that? I have to get up from bed so early. Because you're bought. Mm-hmm. You've been bought. If you're not the one making the payment, you are being bought.
Yes.
So you should consider, how long do I want to be the commodity?
Yes.
How long? For how long
and
do I want
price,
to be?
You know, because I can remember waking up to go to my 9-to-5 and I had panic attacks, literally.
Wow.
You know, I think all of us have an ideal life that we would like to live, not because of anything media portrays, but just for who we are. For me, there are certain things that are important. And then having gone through a series of illness, which I had shared on the programs before, it realigned my perspective. You understand?
Yeah.
So even getting up and going to work and then feeling ill and saying, then after that, what? Are you working?
And sometimes that is our Heavenly Father. That, sorry to interrupt you, but I just have to say this. That was your universe, your body, your Father in heaven. That was Him talking to you. My child, this is not what I sent you here for. Turn the other way, my child. And you see, now that you look back at it, can you see how your purpose was calling you?
Yes. And that is why I said that having somebody in your life or someone in your life to help you identify. Because I knew I was not comfortable, and I know many persons listening can attend to that. You don't want to get up and go to work. When you hear of your job, you start trembling and all sorts of things start happening to you. Some of you even swear, to be honest. You know, but just to know that it is possible to create the life that you want. Yes, you
it
have
is.
To work hard. please don't think that this journey is
just like you.
It's not.
Yes. Yes.
It's not.
You know, sorry, go ahead. I thought you were finished. It isn't. I'm excited. When people say being an entrepreneur is hard, I say, but you're always an entrepreneur. So which of the jobs are you talking about? The one where you do, that you do for yourself, or when you just go to work? Because which work isn't work?
Exactly.
When you work for someone else, how easy is that? It isn't easy. They keep you target based and target driven. It isn't easy. So this misinformation that being an entrepreneur is supposed to be easy, it's just crazy. Being an entrepreneur doesn't mean you're not working. It means you're working and you're the boss. So you report to someone, you report to yourself, ownership of labor. That's it. It doesn't mean you're not laboring. And even, you remember, you're going to have clients, right? So you're working with your clients as well. It's just ownership. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have 6 minutes to go, and I'm going to give you that time to say all of what you want to say. And last words, advice, contact details, all you.
Okay, so what I was about to say is that you will definitely need someone to help you figure out the process of after being a boss, then what? Because we know about God putting systems in place, right? And these systems work off of their own. That is something marvelous and another glorious revelation of the word of God. So what you want to know is that it's a system that can continue even for your children and your children's children when we talk about legacy conversations and things like that. And even reading in the news, let's just bring it back to 2020, reading in the news about Nick Cannon and all these other persons that, they didn't own their label, and then they worked so hard, especially Nick.
And it became successful.
Yes, and it was.
And it became this multi-billion-dollar thing.
Ask this question, how many of you that are listening and watching right now, you gave your boss a great idea and you were never credited for it, not even a dollar, right? And I have that own experience even within my family, and my dad has been telling me stories, he's retired, about how he helped to bring this on board and that on board, never got credited for it. And then when he finally left his job for over how much years, not even a card to say thank you. And he's still heartbroken over that. So if you're going to be putting energy into something, put it into something that belongs to you. You have a chance to create a culture, to perpetuate that culture, and design the life that you want to live. So for those of you who want to sign up for Business Dream Masterclass, remember the website is www.accessbusinessdream.com. And then once you are there, sign up for the masterclass. Come out and listen to what it is, some more that we have to say, and then you can sign up, make your payments, and just enjoy the journey and enjoy the process of becoming your own boss.
Oh, wonderful. Oh my gosh, Marsha, you're such a light. Like you're glowing. You're glowing. It's such a blessing. Yes, such a blessing to be here with you today. And I hope that the message went out and it was heard and it was valued, and that persons can understand that. And this is what I say. If you don't want to join this one, join another one, or create your own. Create something, do something, move, do something, create something. You are gifted and talented, and you're fearless. Don't let people, don't. And one of the things, this is what I want to leave. Time is running out. Let me share what I'm going to share. It's something I wanted to share. And this is from... this is from the book, How Successful People Think by John C. Maxwell. Bless him. And he says, how to enjoy the return of bottom line thinking. It isn't hard to see the value of the bottom line. Most people would agree that bottom line thinking has a high return, but learning how to be a bottom line thinker can be challenging. And this is one of the tips. Identify the real bottom line. He also has make the bottom line the point. Create a strategic plan to achieve the bottom line. Align team members with the bottom line. Stick with one system and monitor results continuously. I'm going to share the first one with you. Identifying the real bottom line. The process of bottom line thinking begins with knowing what you're really going after. It can be as lofty as the big picture vision, mission, or purpose of an organization. Or it can be as focused as what you want to accomplish on a particular project. What's important is that you be as specific as possible. If your goal is for something as vague as success, you will have a painfully difficult time trying to harness bottom line thinking to achieve it. The first step is to set aside your wants. Get to the results you're really looking for, the true essence of the goal. Set aside any emotions that may cloud your judgment and remove any politics that may influence your perception. What are you really trying to achieve? When you strip away all the things that don't really matter, what are you compelled to achieve? What must occur? What is acceptable? That is the real bottom line. We leave you with that today. It's now 10:59 in the morning, in the AM, and we've been here for an hour. Can you believe an hour went by this fast?
Yes.
Time waits on no man. Marsha J, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for your contributions. I want to thank you for all you're doing. You are phenomenal. You're a phenomenal woman. You've been doing this. You're hardworking. You're committed. You've been doing this, and I see success. I do. I see it. Whatever it looks like for you, I see greatness. I see greatness. God bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us. If you're on YouTube or you're on our website or wherever you are joining us today, we just want to say thank you. Now, let's close this out. Let me see if I can find one of your music, Marsha J, to close out to. Hopefully it's here. It is here. Awesome. So let's close out to your music. It's been such a pleasure.
Yes, and thank you for having me, and to all the listeners, thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
It was an amazing.
Own your truth.
And what do you mean by that?
Harmonizing your thoughts, feelings, and actions.
I like that. So your greatest power is in your discovery and understanding of self.
That's right.
Finding Happy Podcast will help you understand how your thoughts affect your life.
Thoughts become feelings, and our feelings create a halo around us. Finding Happy Podcast will help you cultivate favorable outcomes and avoid harboring negative energies.
Wow, I like that. Thoughts become feelings. Which then become habits that we practice. Finding Happy Podcast will help or give the listener an insight into how what they do is a reflection of their subconscious minds. And it will help you understand how to program your mind to attract what you want consciously.
You deserve to thrive in this life. Find your happy.
Finding Happy Podcast.
Amazing experience being here today.
Yeah, it has been.